Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 2nd, 2020. My thoughts on Twitter December 2nd, 2020. When one feels close to the creator, he shouldn't say that he now understands the value of working for the creator. The reason is because he was desired, and hence the creator brings him closer. He therefore feels taste in the spiritual work in efforts to establish the Creator's singularity. Useful laziness. Question: scientists believe that laziness is one of the most useful qualities. They have proven that laziness improves health, makes us more productive, increases creativity, protects the brain from overload, improves concentration, boosts health, and prolongs life. How do we fight laziness, and should we fight it at all? Answer: we are developing in an ongoing technical and psychological evolution. As a result, with our technology and the latest means of communication, we are binding ourselves more and more and working non-stop. This was not so before. On the contrary, most of the time people spent at home in their villages, engaged in many other activities. Even the common person did not work from dawn to dusk. It all started in the 19th century with the development of steam engines and other technical innovations. It turns out that the more we can invent, the more we work, harnessing ourselves to a cart that we have to pull ourselves. This is wrong. A person should work less. He should sit by the fire as in ancient times, figuratively speaking, dance in the meadow, visit friends and relatives, spend most of the time in all sorts of home or social events, and have time to relax. But in any case, do not devote all your time to work that no one needs, which is done only to add zeros to someone's account. Therefore, it is not bad to be lazy, it's even beneficial. Question: is there such a thing as laziness in the spiritual development of a person? Answer: yes, we welcome it very much. Spiritual laziness helps a person not to do anything superfluous, otherwise it leads the whole world to destruction. Therefore it is said, sit instead of standing, stand instead of walking, and so on. That is, laziness is useful. Less movement leads to fewer problems. From CabTV's Kabbalah Express, November 6, 2020. Explore the present to reach the future. Question: difficulties in communication between people usually arise from misunderstandings, fear, or disgust. The biggest problem is when two people do not understand each other and, because of this, they cannot establish contact. How can I find the right communication model, particularly in integral education courses where people come to get closer? Answer: first, students must imagine a future state in which they understand each other, are connected to each other, and have a common conceptual and logical sensory field. They begin there, as if they really are already in that future state, and then they subsequently find out how different it actually is from what they have today and what they still have to do to get to it. Then, they gradually include the current state, which all agree is contrary to the future, and see how they can still get closer for the sake of it. Question: so first, we need to describe the future to people so that they will want it, and when they begin to strive for it, further explore the present. Answer: yes. I think this is the best solution. Then they will understand why they have to sacrifice something in order to come to this future. From CabTV's Communication Skills, October 14, 2020. Does the appearance of the teacher interfere with perceiving him? Comment: some researchers state that 50% of information between people is transmitted, not verbally, but by facial expressions and gestures, 38% by voice intonation, and only 7% directly through words. From this, They conclude that the most important thing is how you look and not what you say. My response: we live in a material world. The people I teach are in various material and spiritual states. Therefore, one must take into account their ability to be close to the source of the information. They can be repelled by the lecturer's behavior, his image, his language, maybe his smell, etc. That is, there is a whole complex process of communication here involving words, facial expressions, gestures. Communication occurs through whatever you want. These factors must be taken into account and expressed in such a way so that the learner or person who you want to convey the information to can be as close to you as possible without having to make additional efforts to overcome all sorts of barriers between you. Question: during teaching, is it important to you how you look and what you say? Are you careful with every word you say? Answer: firstly, I am dealing with students who have known me for more than 1 year, more than even 10 years. As for scientists with whom I often engage in conversation, they are very simple in their communication. Today, they are no longer as arrogant and vain as they were 30 to 40 years ago. They now understand how limited science is and how it depends on our understanding of nature because it acts within a very narrow framework that is set by human psychology. Therefore, now, it is much easier to talk to them since they are ready to scrutinize all sorts of aspects of their science in the most simple way. I'm very happy about that. This happened not so long ago, about 10 to 15 years ago. They have a common feeling that there are no sacred cows. It is very easy to communicate with them freely, without any gloves. Question: do you think that facial expressions, gestures, and appearance are important when transmitting information? Answer: every year they become less and less important. Look how much simpler scientists have begun to dress. Question: why is it that such a small percentage of communication is allotted to words? Do you agree that words are rather difficult for a person to comprehend? Answer: this is the way we are made. We perceived the biggest amount of information through our sight, a little less through our hearing, and even less through our taste, smell, and tactile sensations. Question: what are the most effective methods of transferring information? Do you know? Answer: from heart to heart, but this is a different technique. From CAB TV's Management Skills, July 24, 2020. The criteria for equality. Question: what are the criteria for equality? Answer: equality is when both partners agree to relatively equal terms. That is, I want to be your equal in that we are both able to give away everything above the cost of living. In this case, we are equal. This is what we must start from, and besides that, there is no common denominator, no bar. Comment: you once wrote that equality is complementing each other and not equalization. We must squeeze out the realization of the potential that they can bestow to society. My response: squeeze may sound somewhat rude, rather, we should help a person to realize himself. It does not matter if it is a housewife or the head of government, each of them gives the maximum in their field. In this they are definitely equal. Let us say, there is some kind of heavenly court, they end their earthly life, go up there, and the head of government sees a housewife next to him. Question: are we all equal before God, or is there some kind of hierarchy the two? Answer: everyone is equal, absolutely everyone. Question: it turns out that we equalize not by becoming similar but by striving for a common goal? Answer: yes. And we understand that our goal is bestowing to our society. Equality is defined in relation to my efforts to get closer to other people. For example, I devote 10 hours a day to uniting other people and someone else devotes 2 hours to this. But this is his maximum, that is how he is built, and in this we are equal. Question: can this be called spiritual equality? Answer: of course. But spiritual equality also implies voluntary bestowal. All the hours, all the opportunities, that a person bestows for the good of society, regardless of anything, is spiritual bestowal. Then, according to this, we can judge the equality of people. From CAB TV's Communication Skills, September 11, 2020. Darkness is deepest before dawn. In the news, The Journal, John Lennon's killer, Mark Chapman, apologizes to Yoko Ono for his despicable act. During the parole hearing, Chapman said he killed Lennon, 40, for glory and admitted he deserves the death penalty. "I just want to reiterate that I'm sorry for my crime," he said. "I have no excuse. This was for self-glory." He said, "I assassinated him, to use your word earlier, because he was very, very, very famous and that's the only reason, and I was very, 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 very much seeking self-glory, very selfish." Question: how is it possible that his desire to be, as he writes, very, 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 very famous is above everything else, above life and death? Answer: this is the easiest way to become famous. It is because he worked off someone else's reward. Lennon had risen so much that he became famous and respected by everyone. While this guy, in a single moment, pressed the trigger and killed him and instantly gained the same amount of fame. Question: what about his own life? There is no life afterward. He faced a lifetime sentence. Answer: had he continued being who he was, nothing would have come of him. But now he's famous everywhere. Comment: what an ego there is inside us. There's an eternity in it. My response: certainly. Question: so it comes down to fame above all else? Answer: he climbed to Lennon's level. Question: meaning that without applying any effort, having any talent or anything else, he rose to his level? Is this a natural human desire or is this still a special desire? Answer: no. This is a specific individual that simply cannot, does not understand, cannot find any other way to do something with himself, to raise himself above others except for going about it in such a special way. I understand him. What else can he do if there is a voice speaking inside him that he simply must be at least as famous as Lennon? Question: what if this person would have a glimmer of thought about the meaning of life, would he not have committed this act? Answer: of course not. Why sacrifice your life? To serve 40 years. Where's the sense in that? Question: so, in reality, all that humanity is lacking is a small ray of light in this dark kingdom, is that so? Answer: yes. I think that little by little we will overcome this stupidity. Question: why wouldn't the Creator shed this light just a little bit? Answer: it is prohibited. He cannot do so. The Creator has no right to. Otherwise, he would violate this fundamental law of nature that egoism is completely opposite to him. Question: what does this law give us? Answer: that man can become equal to the Creator at the end of his correction. Otherwise he will not. Question: will he suppress him in this way? Will a person run after this ray of light and will always be chasing it? Answer: yes. In fact, maybe he'd be able to achieve something in the middle. But a person must become equal to the Creator, free in his manifestations, and choose by free choice exactly similarity to the Creator, and achieve the similarity with the Creator in spite of all problems, specifically in spite of all problems, becoming independent, that is, creating another image of the Creator out of all the laws and qualities of the universe. If the Creator does this, there's no point in that. He has no right to interfere, to change one iota of these conditions. Question: so is complete darkness coming in a little while? Answer: yes, of course. The deepest darkness will settle in before the final correction. Question: before the ascent? Answer: yes. We have not seen this yet. Question: so this is not final yet? Answer: no. There will be general outrage. As it is written, there will be the rise of all the nations against Israel, and so on. Just terrible things. Comment: You are saying terrible and outrage, and yet you still have some kind of inner joy. My response: I feel joy because this is a necessary stage that we have to go through, and we can go through it rather well by placing the light against the darkness. And then it will truly be a great jolt forward. Question: so what will humanity have to do if they now start feeling complete chaos and darkness? Answer: first, we have to rise up to that level. Complete chaos and darkness will not be revealed unless we have the ability to bring out the light to offset this darkness. Question: meaning, the Creator sends only what we can overcome? Will we be able to overcome this and get back on our feet? Answer: of course. But in the meanwhile, you see that it's dragging on and on. The more we will tell the world about what is going on and what to do, the more the problems will arise and the faster we will solve them. Question: then why do you keep telling the world to come to its senses? It does not need to come to its senses, let it descend into complete darkness. Answer: this is how it will be brought there. The more we know, the faster we will get there. But we do have to go through it. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 1, 2020. Age and motivation. Question: how do I motivate mixed age groups? For example, our integral education course will be attended by people of different ages, young people and the elderly. Young people, of course, have a problem with motivation. Are there any general principles for increasing it, because everyone is at their own level of desires? Answer: we may have fewer problems with this than others because we can explain to all people, regardless of age, gender, or development, why we need to unite, why we need the science of Kabbalah, what it can give to a person, and how much we need it in our time. Therefore, people of very different ages, levels, educational qualifications, etc. will be able to understand each other and work together. From CAB TV's Management Skills, August 28, 2020.